I accept that I grieved deeply for many years. I allowed myself to feel the pain, and I pictured my grief as a doorway that I went through rather than around. I was always proud of my survival of grief, but I wish I had allowed myself to move beyond simply surviving. For as many years as I lived with deep grief, for many years after that, I lived without any joy or connection to life. My zombie-like existence was something familiar, and certainly would have continued if I hadn't made changes to my life. As the years passed, I became completely absorbed with taking care of my living children and then my parents. I plodded through my life by not expressing my true feelings, and I often felt like I was wounded, damaged, and broken. Although grief diminishes with the loss of memories, the amputation of my soul was something I kept hidden. I learned to contain my grief and did not express my sadness anymore. I was hesitant to express those feelings because I wanted my friends to feel they could confide in me. Bringing up the loss of my child would cause their concerns to seem insignificant next to mine. This was so different from my angry phase of bereavement, when I didn't want to hear the trivial things that people often complained about, and I used to let them know it. But I learned that anger only isolated me and led to further loneliness. It was when I expressed my honest feelings through writing and music that I unburdened my soul. I never realized how much energy was required to hold everything in. Surviving was something I was proud of. And then one day, I decided that surviving wasn't enough for me anymore. I clearly remember being certain that I would never feel better. I never believed that I could be happy again after suffering the loss of what I had so deeply loved. Giving hope to other people suffering with grief has made my life meaningful. Sharing my healing and joy continues to bless my life. I used to think the best times in life were behind me. I am so grateful because I don't feel that way anymore. My healing came at last and is very apparent in this poem I wrote on the first anniversary of Jason's death, after I rediscovered my music. My tears filled an ocean. When you died, my tears filled an ocean. I was violently submerged, gasping, barely able to stand the shock, swirling in a raging current. A current of time. I was paralyzed and choking, wanting to drown, but unable to sink. The current dragged me along. It seemed endless. Soon, all my energy was gone. Anger at my fate depleted me further. Exhaustion led to floating. The current kept moving. Fighting it was useless. There was no going back to where I began. I was going to somewhere unknown. The journey was filled with horror. I tried not to look while fighting to escape from the endless drift. When I let go of fighting it, the current became comforting. It had carried me such a distance. Now the places of horror became far away, and tortured memories became blurry. In the beginning, I wanted to drown, but my fear did not allow me to sink. One day, I bravely held my breath and left the current above me. Down into the dark depths I went. I felt peaceful. I wanted to revisit my grief and sadness. I was not afraid as I closed my eyes and tried to remember. I needed to feel you again. It wasn't about remembering the pain, the shock, the gasping, or the choking. I opened my eyes. In the eerie depths, I was touched by your emanating glow. Your pale face was so delicate and beautiful. The exuberance in your eyes washed away my grief. I resurfaced without fear. I knew that someday I would sink and be with you forever. My longing for you would always be. But now I was filled with your love. I floated onto the soft sand and stood again. I marveled at my survival and the miracle. I had finally reached a destination of unimaginable beauty.